This is WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. This weekend's protest march on Staten Island is just the latest in the tortured history of racial unrest in New York City. It takes place 25 years to the day after a notorious attack in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, where a young black man named Yusuf Hawkins was surrounded by a white mob and shot dead. What followed were years of fiery protests, led by Reverend Al Sharpton, who spoke at Hawkins' funeral.
I don't know who shot Yusuf, but the system loaded the gun.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady went to Bensonhurst this week and found that some tensions remain the same, even as the neighborhood has changed.
Maximo Abril has lived in Brooklyn for 45 years, the last five in Bensonhurst, a working-class neighborhood of small homes and tidy shops. He stopped to talk near his apartment on 67th Street, around the corner from the spot on 20th Avenue where Yusuf Hawkins died.
Who?
Yusuf Hawkins.
Yusuf Hawkins was 16 when he came to Bensonhurst on a summer night in 1989 to check out a used car. He was a black kid in a neighborhood that was almost completely white, a largely Italian-American enclave where young men fiercely guarded their turf. Hawkins got off at the 20th Avenue N train stop, and he didn't get very far before a mob of young men with baseball bats cornered and beat him. One of them pulled out a gun and shot him. Maximo Abril looks puzzled by this story.
This is a very peaceful neighborhood. There is a synagogue right there. I live next to it. Chinese people, Arabic people, Italians. There is this little park here.
You know what happened in this park 25 years ago?
No, I had no idea. I remember. I wasn't here.
Al Sharpton was stabbed.
In this park? I find it really, really... it boggles my mind, you know.
Sharpton was in the schoolyard of PS-205, about a year and a half after Hawkins' death, preparing to protest because only one man from the mob that killed Hawkins, Joey Fama, had been convicted of murder. Sharpton was mingling with about 200 marchers when a 27-year-old white man in a Yankees jacket walked up and, without saying a word, shoved a 5-inch steak knife into Sharpton's chest. Sharpton was seriously injured and recovered at Coney Island Hospital, where city leaders visited his bedside. In that playground, on that January day, Sharpton turned the corner in his transformation from rabble-rouser to civil rights leader and cable TV host. Today, that schoolyard is where the neighborhood's Chinese-American teens get together for pickup basketball.
The neighborhood is changing.
How so?
So now it's Chinese people.
That's Al. He didn't want to give his last name, but he said he was born on a farm in Italy and then set down roots in Bensonhurst 45 years ago. He's sitting on a stoop with a group of other old-timers. None of them are happy to be reminded of Yusuf Hawkins.
It's a long time ago. Why you going to want to keep it up it again?
Why
you want to pick it up it again?
25 years ago.
They tell me to move on down the block, where I come across more stoop sitters, among them longtime Bensonhurst residents Angie and Mary Ellen.
I don't think much of Al Sharpton. I just don't.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. If a black person killed me, do you think Al Sharpton would help me?
Absolutely not. He never stuck up for a white person.
Mary Ellen is 93 and has lived her whole life in Bensonhurst.
He had a whole crew, and they started a whole riot here. It was terrible.
But he was stabbed.
He was stabbed. He should have been killed.
There you go.
It was people like me that would have killed him.
It takes a moment for that thought to sink in.
And what do you think about the young man, Yusuf Hawkins, 16 years old?
Awful. I mean, you know, that was somebody's son. I feel awful about it. Yeah. Awful.
The funeral for Yusuf Hawkins was held at Glover Memorial Baptist Church in the Weeksville section of Brooklyn. On Wednesday, I went to Glover Memorial to ask if anything has changed in the 25 years since Hawkins' funeral. No one came to the door. But there is this recording of Ben Bradley, a church elder who spoke right after the service in 1989. He could just as easily be talking about today.
Stop the killing. That's the whole message. Because there's a lot of senseless killing. Every day is happening the same thing over and over and over again. It all boils down to doing what the Lord had commanded us to do. That's what it's all boiled down to. Thou shalt not kill.
For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.